Blog Talk Radio.
Streets is talking. Go get him, Finesse. Let's go.
Radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the host, L. Bull. My man, T. Row. T-Row, the G's are popping, baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching. Sports is popping. L. Boogie and T-Row, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the chief, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Row from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like he a maverick. L. Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. G and me, the gold mine music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah. Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ho, Joel the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
Woo-wee! Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, and you know always on my left is Twills the G, because you know he's straight, so West Coast, L.A. County, and you know I got my man on my right, man. Everything they do is big, down from Dallas, man. T-Row, what the deal? You in the building.
What's up with it, baby brother? Man, we just chilling out here in the hood, man. You know what it is out here in these streets. And, you know, just trying to get it in right now, man. It's Friday. It ain't too hot, but I love the weather. This is why I moved to Arizona. You know what I mean? Got that good weather looking out this evening. What's the deal? Freestyle Friday, old boogie. What you got?
Oh, man, it's hot in the asylum, man. It's been rumbling all week. All week it's been rumbling, man. I mean, I got things from NFL to NBA to, you know, high school football, the NCAA, it's going down. The streets have been talking. Not only have they been talking, they have been watching, too.
Uh-oh.
And I ain't going to spill all the beans, but let's go. Let's first on the marquee, Johnny Manziel. Let's go there first. They finally came down with their agreement, with their verdict, and he's only suspended for 30 minutes of the first game of the season. Now, my question to you in the world is it valid? Should it have been more? Should it have been none?
First of all, I'm going to tell you like this, L Boogie. You know them signs when you start getting into the state of Texas, some big old signs that say, don't mess with Texas. You hear me? And when you're in the state of Texas, those signs mean that we got a whole bunch of money. We can do what we want to do. We call our own shots. When you live in the state of Texas and your name is Johnny Manziel, man, look, you thought the NCAA was scared to try to even go after him, but they had to because of so much media pressure, and they're going to suspend this guy for 30 minutes of one game because he kind of lightly stepped on the Texas A&M rule. You know what I mean? So in order for this guy to settle with the NCAA decided that they were just going to suspend it for a half. Should it have been more? No. Should it have been none? Yes. But for the simple fact that it was Johnny Manziel, they never had a situation like this, and the NCAA is just so about to fall off the cliff if one more thing happens to another student-athlete making money or getting money some kind of way and they find out that they're going to fall down the backslide. They can't use any other kids as example. And let me tell you, Johnny Manziel comes from money. That's the money man. He ain't Johnny football. He Johnny money. And his family wasn't big, man. Look, they had lawyered up so tough, the NCAA couldn't do nothing but just say, okay, just give 30 minutes, at least. Just 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what they gave him. He going to deal with it. And the man, the Raiders going to shoot through the roof when this boy, when the second half start, when Texas A&M take on Rice on Saturday. But he shouldn't have got any game suspension, but they had to. The slap on the wrist, it just shows you how weak the NCAA is getting, and it's breaking down piece by piece. And it started from the top, and it's working down to the bottom. So, man, it's just I love it. I love it. And just watch what this Johnny football do. In one half, he's going to have more stats. His stats going to be better than half the football teams that play on Saturday. And it's a lot of college teams that play on Saturday, let me tell you. Should he have got suspended more than 30 minutes? A game, two games? What you think?
You know, the streets is talking. And, you know, we the streets. We are the streets. And when I say this in jest. This is something like the Trayvon Martin case. How can you say a man gave him money, paraphernalia, that he signed, memorabilia, that he signed, and he said, I will not tell on Johnny Football because he's a good guy. The man told you that. If you go through the transcripts and you watch ESPN and things of that sort. But just like the late Johnny Crowley, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. They didn't find any paperwork. No money transactions were shown in paperwork. So Johnny know he took the money. That's why he accepted the 30-minute holdout punishment. They're playing Rice. And also, I know you smell the money. There are too many nationally televised Texas A&M games that they cannot get out of unless he gets hurt. But Johnny has to be on the field. NCAA knows that. He's signing some of their checks with him being on the field. My opinion, yes, he should have been suspended more. You know why? Like the Trayvon Martin case, because you don't think it's a black and white issue involved in there? This is the street just talking. I can't get fired from ESPN. This is us. So, yes, it was some it was something involved in that. And if you want to call and weigh in, just press 1-347-855-8896. And I don't know what they tripping on. When he gets to the NFL, he's going to be MBG anyway. Nothing but garbage.
Ah, it ain't no black and white. That's a green thing. It's all about that money.
That's why it's a black and white thing. Who has all the money? Man, I know the callers can't wait to get me on that because I just knew he was going to be suspended one or two games. Well, 30 minutes, woo, I guess that's what happens when you own oil down in Texas.
That's that long money. They still got bills from 1988, that old school money.
Let's stick to the NCAA. My man Clowney, Javion Clowney, Jason Palmer, one of the color commentators for ESPN, he said that Clowney was taking plays off, and he was a discredit to his team by doing that. Now, let me ask you this, Ro. Is Javion Clowney as good as they say he is? Or is he overrated? Did he take plays off, or was he just gassed?
Come on now, L Boogie. I don't know what the hell David Palmer was talking about. When he
That's
was,
Jason Palmer.
You know, analyzing the game. Jesse Palmer. Now, the thing with Jesse Palmer is that I understood where he was coming from due to the fact that he was, you know, was there, and that's what his job is. But honestly, there were moments when Clowney, you know, took a couple of plays off. But understand this. Jadeveon Clowney is the top of the top of the defense that you can get. And what they saw is just so many people or so many cameras that are just following this guy as if he's the only guy on defense that has to make the play. They have to understand that this is football. This is a team sport. Whatever Jesse Palmer was talking about, it doesn't really matter. It was game one. Don't worry about that. Was he taking a couple plays off? Sure. He's a defensive lineman. North Carolina has had since January to prepare for this number seven until they played last night. And that's the reason why it looked as if he wasn't doing the things that he needed to do to make more tackles. Trust in this. There are 12 more games on South Carolina's schedule, and I guarantee you that guy will lead the team in tackles, tackles for loss, sacks, whatever, block passes, whatever you want, man. This guy is going to do what he did last year. I'm not worried about what I saw last night. It's game one. You don't play like that in practice. North Carolina had that hurry up. They've been knowing what they wanted to do against South Carolina for quite a long time. So I am not going to sit here and talk about Jadeveon Clowney because I already know what this guy represents and how he works. So just get ready. What you guys have done in the media, ESPN, CNN, and all these other sports, Mike in the morning, yeah, just wait. Now you done woke the beast up. Now you really done woke the beast up. And the game started at 6 o'clock when it was 99 degrees outside in the south. You know the humidity is bad. It started lightning, so you know it was thick. It's worse than Arizona. You know, the south got that thick humidity, 88%, 90% humidity. When it's 92 degrees outside, that don't feel good. So just thank you, media, for bringing that to Jay Clowney's attention, because what you've done is woken up the beast, and he's going to get with it. Do you think he was taking some plays off, or do you think it was just, you know, he was just in the moment and, you know, some of the plays didn't really matter?
I'm going to answer this carefully. The streets is talking. I think that because there's no preseason, you can't really gauge practice from games. I'm going to give him a pass on this one. It's first game of the season. You know, it's reported he had a little, you know, stomach virus and whatnot. But you're out there playing. Did he take a couple plays off? I would say he did, just because I think he was kind of gassed. Like you said, the humidity, you know, his first game, he's hyped. He's on national TV. He's leading off the college football scene, all the interviews. I think he was super hyped and wanted to, you know, get a sack and get it going. But I think he's going to pace himself and, you know, get himself together for the end of the year, for the remainder of the year. So I think that, you know, Clowney, he's going to start clowning on people. Like you said, you woke him up. Is he overrated? No. So I'm very impressed with him, with his abilities. But, you know, his game shape needs to come on, at least by the time they play Georgia. So it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
You know it's coming. He didn't walk up the beast. You didn't, boy, you done really messed up now. You just wait and see what he do in game two. I'm pretty sure they're going to play another opponent that's not as good as what they're going to be facing later when they get into the conference. But you just wait and see. I'm telling you, you didn't, they didn't, boy, woo, I feel you, Clowney. And he was so cool at the interview. Don't worry about it. I got you. Get your mind right. Strength.
Four games tomorrow. I got some, you know, some upset alerts. You know, you got Boise State. Who are they playing?
Boise State is taking on. Number 19, Boise State, is going to the University of Washington tomorrow. And we're going to see what Boise State has in store. Now, I can tell you this. Boise State, you're going to Washington. You may have picked the wrong team to start your season off with. But I got you on upset alert. Boise State, get ready. I'm going to mess with them Huskies, boy. Them Huskies don't like playing. They don't play around down there in Washington, man. So, you know, we're going to definitely see what the purple and gold. Well, Washington is another Pac-12 team that has a lot of colored uniforms. So we'll definitely see what color uniforms they're going to wear tomorrow. And Boise State, I hope you bring your A game, because I don't think Washington is really going to be nervous to face you guys. So you got Boise State on upset alert. They're number 19 out of the top 25. Do they need to look out for the University of Washington, El Boogie, or you think they're safe?
I think they're safe. I think that the game that I'm looking at, TCU versus LSU. You know, in the off season, both coaches had some words towards each other. You know, Les Miles let a young man be voted by the players on the team if he should be suspended in the game. And, you know, the players, of course, are going to bond together and say, no, he should play. And the coach from TCU chimed in and said, wow, you can do those things and still be able to play at LSU. So this game here is going to be very pivotal in both teams' ranking coming up.
So who you got to win?
I have, and that's my upset special. I have TCU, number 21, beating number 11, LSU. SEC will be knocked tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-oh. So that's your upset alert. That game is played in the new AT&T, newly named stadium, AT&T Cowboys Stadium down there in Dallas. So we'll definitely see. That's going to be a big one. You got, man, come on, man. You know LSU about to chime up, man. Les Miles, that man eat grass. He fuck around, eat some of our turf tomorrow. Put some turf in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, LSU, I think this game is going to look like the Alabama-Michigan game last year. You know, right when we thought it was going to be a good game, it turned out not to be. So I think that LSU's Les Miles going to be ready for TCU, even though I love TCU repping them boys down there, them Horned Frogs. But, man, I just think LSU and Les Miles, they like season openers. And I think Les Miles is pretty perfect on season openers since he's been with the Tigers down there in Louisiana. So, yeah, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. But I think LSU is just going to be too much. Now, let me ask you about this one. I don't know if you would consider this one an upset alert, but I kind of got this one as an upset alert because it considers an SEC team. Now, tomorrow evening, prime time on ABC, you can check out the University of Clemson, who's ranked number 8 against number 5, Georgia. And Georgia has a lot of expectations this year, you know, being and considering that they were only 5 yards away from making it to the national championship game last year and trying to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game. But what a way to start your schedule. I got the University of Georgia, who is ranked number 5, on alert status. And trust me, if them boys don't bring their A game, Clemson is a type of team that likes to, you know, get their A-plus on early. And these guys usually start the season off 5-0, 6-0, 7-0. And I hope that Georgia, Mr. Aaron Murray, I hope that you can live up to the hype, buddy. You're the number one, All-American pick for the SEC at quarterback. So all this material that you've been receiving, I hope you can bring it and bring your A-game player, because Clemson's going to be bringing it to you down there in Death Valley. So I have Georgia on upset alert, even though you could consider it not to be such an upset alert if Clemson beat them, considering they're number 8. But Georgia, you are on the hot seat. You're on the alert status, baby, so get ready. Bring your A game tomorrow. Clemson, get in that. Whoa, get in it, Clemson. What you think, L Boogie? Is that an upset if Clemson should beat Georgia?
Yes, it's an upset because they're in the top 5. They're number 5. and you should be able to overcome that. You're playing Clemson in Death Valley, I might add, which is not an easy task. You supposedly should have a good defense. Your quarterback, like you said, is preseason All-American and preseason number one, voted by the coaches, first team All-SEC. Saying that to say, I will go with the SEC because I'm still, even though my favorite team, Florida State, is in the conference, I'm really not sold on the ACC. And we know what preseason rankings can do. But they have a good quarterback. They have a nice system over there. I just hope it's a great game. It's going to be high scoring, but I think Georgia is going to pull it out. The defensive coordinator knows he's on the hot seat this year. You heard it here first. If he doesn't get it done, it's going to be hot in Atlanta. He don't even know it. Man, some of these teams, this song is for you because you ranked in the top 10 or the top 25 and you ain't even don't know it that you about to be knocked out. You ain't even know it. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. Search box, the streets is talking. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, we are the streets. You ain't even know it. Rocco, let's go.
Hey, that monster truck, bitch, call it fucking so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow. No, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, host don't even pour. Bets on, song for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then oh, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. Nah. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Creekers all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from nothing, you don't even know it. Driving $500,000 car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know it.
you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch.
Woo, you don't even know it. I was on mute and I ain't even know it.
Going hard. It's Friday, baby. You feeling it? Helping that asylum, jamming.
Man, also that song was dedicated to the guys that are going to get cut tomorrow. Some of them don't even know. From the NFL. They about to downsize at 53.
Right.
About to get a pink slip in the locker. You ain't even know it.
Didn't even know it.
Oh, my. But, man,
yeah.
For our callers who maybe just got into the asylum, before we continue with the next topic on the marquee, we talked about Johnny Money Manziel. Should he have been suspended more than just 30 minutes of the first game? Or you think it was valid? Or do you think he shouldn't have got suspended at all? Upset specials tomorrow. Who do you think should be on upset alert? TCU versus LSU? Clemson and Georgia? Boise State, Washington? Number one, Alabama versus Virginia Tech. And then you have the infamous Mr. Clowney from South Carolina State, the color commentator who was doing the game last night. Jesse Palmer said that he was taking plays off. Was he just gassed? Or was he, you know, taking plays off? You chime in when we get to you in the asylum. Throw us a kite. Remember, press that one button if you want to get in. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Boy, that one say that so cold. Boy, stop it, El Boy. You're going to make somebody pass out around this joint, boy. It's Friday.
Before we continue, I want to give a shout-out to my man, my co-host T-Ro and his wife, man. Happy anniversary. I had to say that before I continue.
Blocker. You know what it is. Appreciate
speaking
that,
of marriages,
baby. 12 years.
12 years. And speaking of marriages, how's Lamar Odom's marriage? We was off of Lamar and just this morning. The streets is talking. He got pulled over, suspension of DUI. What's the deal, man?
Hell, Boogie, you know that's the streets for real, man. The dude all in the news down there in L.A., first of all, from, you know, they think he done ran away from the Kardashian family. He just in a hotel getting his head right, getting his mind right. And now they done caught him in the streets. You know, they know who he is. They done gimped and got behind him just to, you know what I'm saying, run his plate. Oh, that's Lamar Odom. Let's put him over. We can put him over. On suspicion of DUI. Get out of here, man. You know that dude was already, he's been loaded for the last week and a half. So why would you even pull that guy out? Man, you need to give that guy a break in L.A., man. Come on, man. He just want to be a Laker. That's all he want to do. He don't want to do nothing else but be a Laker, man. Leave Lamar Odom alone, man. We know he doing his thing right now, man, whether it be on that tray, in that blunt, or in that cup. So it don't matter. Leave my man alone, please. Leave L.O. alone, L.A., please leave my dog alone. What's your thoughts on that?
Like my man DMX say, man, when it rain, people get wet. And you know what's so cold about the situation is that my informant down in the county, I'm going to let him stay anonymous, but he called me this morning. Guess what he said? He said that he got pulled over going too slow. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? See, I'm telling you, this is the streets, man. L.A., that's L.A. for you, man. It's trying to get home, and you just pull him over. going too slow. See? I love L.A.
Now, let's switch gears to football. Before we talk about some money, you know we can't go on without saying something tonight before the 53-man cut roster is made about Timothy Tebow. Did he do enough last night to keep a New England Patriot uniform on?
L Boogie. I don't know why you want to ask me about that right now, man. Did he do enough? No, he did not do enough, man. Even though he didn't get minutes in the third preseason game that New England had, they tried to make sure that he got enough reps in the fourth preseason game, which was the last one last night. 6 for 11. You know, 100 yards or so, and threw 2 touchdowns. But I must say this. Will he make the team? I believe that he will make the team on the fact that he has Josh McDaniel as his offensive coordinator and Bill Belichick as the coach. We've already heard the owner of the New England Patriots and Bob Kraft mentioned that he's a big fan of Tim Tebow, and we all know that Tim Tebow has a fan base of a lot of people, a big fan base. So did he do enough to keep a New England Patriot uniform on after looking at last night's game? No. But will he make the team? Somehow, yes, he will. And once that happens, I mean, you know, and here's what I want you to understand about this, L Boogie. Tim Tebow is a great football player. He's just not a great passer. And as far as the 53-man roster is concerned, really NFL only dresses 46 players for each game. So out of the 53, you know, there are going to be 7 others that are just going to be in plain clothes, excluding the players that are hurt or been injured in previous games and just simply can't play. But if Tim Tebow, one of the 53 best on the New England Patriots team, I would have to say yes, because you can really base the situation on, you know, is he just the best football player than any of the other players on the roster? And I believe he is, and that's why I think he's going to make the team. So do you think he's going to make the team, or do you don't think he did enough to stay a Patriot and stay in the NFL season?
I think he will stay a New England Patriot, reason being, like I said, I know you smell the money. He's going to sit the bench and have one of the most bought jerseys in the NFL. Now let me give you some numbers. QBR for the preseason, 47.2%. Throwing percentage, that means completion of passes, 36%. Out of 115 quarterbacks that played this year in the preseason, he ranked 109. If it was anyone else, they would not make a roster. They wouldn't even be called up off the couch. But it's Timothy Tebow. And what Rick Ross say? I'm winning, Timothy Tebow. So guess what Tebow saying? You know the hook to the song. I'm screaming, F him. F him. Yeah, that's what Tebow's saying. Through all of that, all he does is win. That's what they're thinking. Should he be on the team? No. They'll hold a spot for him. You never know. Inside the team, maybe not to get Tom Brady banged up. He quarterback sneak, jump over the pile. Okay. But should he make the squad? I don't think so. You know, this really disgruntles me because I'm thinking of guys like Troy Smith and other guys in the league that should have got more chances like Timmy. But that's neither here nor there. This is just the streets is talking. But when we talking, we like E.F. Hutch. Everybody listening because we are the streets. Second topic about the NFL. Settlement, concussion suit, the players over the neck, the players that play since the last 70 years, they're going to get a settlement of $765 million. Do you hear me? $765 million in a settlement over the concussion lawsuit. It's a settlement. It wasn't, they didn't want to go to court. And things like that. 200 of the 765 million is going to the lawyers. I think this is just a bump in the road because Roger Goodell gets 30 million a year. Do you think this is justice for the players? Or you think this is a win for the NFL? I'm going to say this. The NFL, they won. But players, let's just say this. For an example, say you're a stunt dummy and you go through this, you signed up for this, and then at the end of your career, you file a lawsuit saying that my job made me have concussions later on. You knew what you signed up for. That's just like in the streets, man. When guys get caught up in the streets and they get to tell it, they get to snitching, you rat. You knew what you signed up for.
Headache medical. Now, how much is it that they signed up for? $765 or is it $675
million? $765 million. Do you think the players won or do you think the NFL won?
I think the players have won. I think it's good for the players because you got to start from somewhere. It's not saying that they can't build on that number later on down the road because then we have had over 4,000 players that were actually in this little suing that they did of the NFL about the money. And so you got to start somewhere. So $765 million, you know, I believe is a good start, you know, and then they can just work on it from there. The NFL just, as long as they've been trying to hold out on giving the players this type of action, you know, I just think that it's a great start, L Boogie. We got to start somewhere. So as long as I know that we have worked our way up until this point, I think it's just going to get better from here, you know, because they're still doing a lot of testing on a lot of players, and some players deserve more than others because some players have gone on and passed away, and there are a lot of players who are, you know, just not the same type of person that they were before they got into this league. So, you know, I praise the NFL, and I give, I want to, you know, give a pat on the back to the former NFL players who have been, you know, struck by this disease. And, you know, like I mentioned before, you just have to start somewhere, and this is a great start, $765 million. And I'm pretty sure that worked to try to increase that number to even a higher number. You know what I mean? So big ups to the league, man, for that.
It's going to be very crucial later on down the line. I hope, you know, they said they're going to use also some of the money for research to, you know, get the things together to try to fix it. But now, speaking of that, let's go on to this subject. Now that you can't really go for the head, are you going to see, like I asked you again, I'm going to ask you before we get into this season, are you going to see more people losing their knees and their ankles from hits down low than up top? Will they start aiming lower?
Man, let me tell you this, L Boogie. It doesn't matter, man. Football is football. It's a contact sport. And guess what? These guys going to try to knock your block off no matter where they can hit you. They just trying to figure out how they can hit you. Some of these guys don't give a damn about that yellow flag or the referee in black and white stripes. You know what I mean? So they going to go out there and they going to do their thing and play football just as if as football needs to be played. So I'm not worried about, you know, the players out there worried about, you know, oh, I need to go too low. Oh, I can't hit him this way. Man, these guys going to get in between their lines. Cause L Boogie, you and I know both that when we get in between the lines, we black out. When I want to hit you, guess what? I'm going to hit you regardless. You better not even, they better not even look at you. Because when I want to hit you, I'm not aiming for anybody else but you. I'll take the 15-yard penalty. You know what I'm saying? And in the NFL, I'll take the fine. So I'm not worried about that. Football is football. They're getting too soft with it. Man, I understand the concussions and will get bigger pads or stop worrying so not enough pads. You know what I'm saying? So pad up, get yourself together. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think guys just going to get out there and play football, and I'm going to knock your block off just like football has been played since the 1900s. So we about to get it in. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think they're going to just be doing what they normally do. You think it's going to be a problem, El Boogie?
No. They're going to continue to smack each other. People fines can be paid by other people. It's all about the money. And believe me, they're going to still hit you. That's what they get paid for. It's like one of us being late to work and being docked $15. So that's how it is. And for our callers tonight, when you call in, the question of the night is, out of the sophomores, you know how it goes, just like with the entertainment business, who's going to have a sophomore slump? Russell Wilson, RG3, I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick because this is his first year really starting, and Andrew Luck. Out of those four guys, who do you think is going to have a sophomore slump? Cam Newton did. That's the question of the night before we go to commercial. So that gives you something to think about and our topics. Yo, Ro.
Yo.
When we come back, we going to kill it, man, because the guys that made the team, you know what they're going to do on Memorial, on Labor Day? They're going to kill the club. They go kill the club, baby. The streets is talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. When we come back, call us, be ready. We're going to see if you got some street cred. Also, we're going to talk about my hometown, the Glenville St. Ed's game. It's hype for tomorrow. And you know, we got Freestyle Friday. Oh, and we got Young Jeezy on fire. Let's do it.
In there, club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stun like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the A's, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play, Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.V. R.I.V. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunk in the motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. to 9 broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she holly. R.I.P. Tape.
like green. I'm on gasoline and I'm on epimethazine. Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch slang, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in stash. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Huh? Let them breathe before we go back in.
They don't.
Man, Juel to G, T Row, and your boy L Boogie. The streets is talking.
Street.
And you know when we talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody is listening. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Righteousness. Hey, L Boogie, let me ask you this, man. You know, we've been talking about a lot about the NFL because we know that the real deal is coming up next Thursday, September 5th, and can't really wait for that. But let me ask you, man, the New York Jets situation is really coming into light now, and we finally know who we think may be the starting quarterback week one for the New York Jets and Rex Ryan's team. After all the madness, after all the talking, after all the practices, after everything we done seen in the last four preseason games, your boy Geno Smith is going to get the start week one. Is that a problem, or are you happy about that?
Well, you know what I said about Geno Smith. We will see. Hopefully he makes me eat crow. The job has been handed to him. Did he earn it? On default, because it's the NFL. Not for long. So you have to be ready to step up. Maybe he might pull a Tom Brady, how Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and he came in and never lost a position since. Who knows? But it's his job now.
His
he better
job.
Do something.
Hey, let's jump into the asylum. Man, recap the art of the asylum, man, on what's been happening, man, on all the hot topics, man, so they don't know what's going on. So when they get in and keep the street cred up, man, run down the line of what we've been talking about, man.
Johnny Money Manziel. Should he been suspended more? Should he been suspended less? Should he not been suspended at all? Clowney, is he overrated? Did he run out of gas? Did he take plays off? What do you think about that? And it might be upset Saturday. Out of the big games, TCU versus LSU, Alabama versus V-Tech, Boise State versus Washington, and then you got the prime time, Georgia at Death Valley. A.K.A. Clemson. And we talked about Tebow. And my question of the night, who's going to have the sophomore slump? Is it going to be Russell Wilson, RG3, Andrew Luck? And I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick because this is his full second season of starting. Out of those four guys, who do you think might have a sophomore slump or any at all? Weigh in. Who you got coming in first, bro?
Oh man, you know how we gonna do it, man. We gonna keep it live, and we gonna keep it live in the prime time like we always do, man. We gonna jump down there in the C Town, man, and we gonna jump down there to Del Mar. That's Cleese Town for those who don't know C Town. Hey, yo, Big Brother D Mac, you on the line with the streets?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Good evening.
Oh man, good evening to you, Pippin. How's everything going out there in the town?
I'm doing good, man. We chilling, man. Ready for the holiday, eat some barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Close this summer out big.
Can send a nigga a plate then, could you please?
I got you. I got you.
Now, you done heard the topics, you done heard the rundown. What's your thoughts on what we've been talking about? First things first, Johnny Money, no longer known as Johnny Football, is 30 minutes enough, or should he got more than just 30 minutes of the first half of the first game?
I mean, I agree with my big brother, man. I think, I hate to say it, but the streets is talking, man. Race. You know, they playing that race car. Like, that would have been a black quarterback. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? They probably would have suspended him like 4 or 5 games. But he's the Heisman Trophy winner. And like Big Bruh said, man, they going to be, you know, on TV a lot. And everybody want to see this guy. They really want to see what he made of, want to see if he can win again. So, I mean, they could suspend this dude. They couldn't. There's too much money involved in college to suspend him. So, I mean, I think he should have got some more games because I'm sure he took the money, you know. He got the big head, you know what I'm saying? LeBron James, you know, trying to talk to this guy. They like, get out of here, man. You can't kick it with us yet. You ain't on that level. But, you know, the media, his fans, they made him bigger than what he was. That's why Tebow
is
there.
Exactly.
He's going to go to the league and be another Tebow. Watch. He's going to be another Tebow.
Now, the color you heard it here first. We're going to mark that down. He's going to be another Tim Tebow. He will not be successful in the NFL as a QB. Now, my second question to you, Jadeveon Clowney, the color commentator, Jesse Palmer, said that he took plays off. Was he gassed or did he take plays off? Remember, it was 93 degrees down there. Humidity, they stopped the game for lightning. You know, what's your take on Clowney after the first game?
I was at the gym yesterday watching that game. You know what I'm saying? Running on the treadmill, doing my little cardio, hitting the little weights and stuff, trying to stay in a little shape. Every time I looked up, that dude was either close to the quarterback or trying to make plays. And like you said, I mean, it's the first game. You know what I'm saying? They expect him to come out the first game and, you know, have a highlight of the year. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he don't bounce back like T said. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, it was 100 degrees out there. You know what I'm saying? That dude was tired, man. And, you know, he played D-lineman or whatever. So, I mean, he was a little tired. But every time I looked up, that dude was rushing the quarterback. He almost was there. They was doubling him. I mean, he did his thing. So, of course, you know, we all got haters out there. And if any little thing he do, you know, they going to hate on him. If he don't make a big player, he don't do this, he don't do that. And like T said, man, this football is a team sport. All sports is, you know what I'm saying? But they was focusing on him all the time. Other players out there making plays, they corners in them. So, I mean, it's the first game. He going to bounce back.
What do you think about the settlement, the $765 million settlement in the concussion suit? Who do you think won that, the players or the owners?
I mean, I agree with y'all guys again, man. This is football, man. The game is getting so watered down now. You know what you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? Playing football and as physical as it is, man, you could hurt your neck. You can hurt your back. You're going to get a head injury. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the game. You know what I'm saying? My job, I go to work every day. It's not promised me to come home. You know what I'm saying? I know what I signed up for. If you don't like it, don't play.
You're right about that.
But the NFL won, of course. You know what I'm saying? The NFL won.
Right. Now let me ask you this, switching gears. Lamar Odom pulled over at 3:30 this morning, DUI. My informant told me that he got pulled over for going too slow. What do you think about Lamar Odom? Is it over with? Is his career over?
His career is over, man. Once he messed around with them Kardashians, that hurt him, man. That hurt him, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Lamar doing his thing, he shouldn't have went down that road. I don't even think he with the lady no more, is he? They divorced, aren't they, or getting a divorce?
Well, you know, speculations back together. I mean, you got to look at the next People's Magazine. They're always on the cover.
Man, them Kardashians hurt him, man. Hurt him big time. He went Hollywood on us, man. He should have stayed. stayed low key, you know. Did him, he was trying to do them. He was in their world.
Wow. Well, you know, I just got a tweet saying that the Lakers have offered Lamar Odom his job back to at least help him, man. Maybe that might get him together. You hear that, Ron?
Yeah. Streets.
Question of the night, D-Mac. Question of the night before I let you go. Who's going to have the sophomore slump? Russell Wilson, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, or Andrew Luck? Who's going to have bad luck this year? RG3, you're saying he's going to have a sophomore slump. Why?
Man, he's coming back from an injury, and, you know, I kind of think they're kind of rushing him back. I mean, he know how healthy he is. I definitely want to see him play, but he haven't had no type of preseason games underneath his belt, and I think he's going to be a little timid running and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he get down, and hopefully he don't get hurt, and he takes care of himself. But that guy, he played hard. He put everything on the field. I just think that the team that he has around him, I don't think they, you know, really going to make too much noise. So I think he's going to have that slump.
Man, there you have it.
Hey,
D-Mac, you static in just a little bit. You might want to check your technical deal. I didn't want to stop you in the middle of your sentence. But so you say Russell Wilson. I mean, I'm sorry, RG3.
Yep,
bro, what
RG3.
Do you think about that?
We'll see. I mean, it's a lot of quarterbacks out there. RG3.
You on mute?
No, can you hear me?
Can't hear you.
Oh, man, we're going to have to do something about that.
But I don't think... Out of those four guys, like I said, I'll give my take near the end after we get, you know, other people. So, you know, Delmar, we have him saying it's going to be RG3. Very shocking. Ro, who we got next coming to the asylum? Can we get somebody in? Is Erin on the line?
No, not right now. Erin, he passed on us, brother. So
okay.
What we're going to do, we're going to have to get him back
home.
But right now,
okay.
You know, but just...
As I was saying, out of those four guys, I might as well give my synopsis now then. I got Russell Wilson. I don't think that he can repeat the success that he had last year. I think that he's going to get a lot of support from his defense and the running game. It's going to be tough. All four of those guys, I'm not going to say he's going to have a bad season. I'm just saying I don't think.
No, I can't. Everything went down.
The streets is talking for itself, so. And let me tell you something. It's going to be rock. Strong players, both sides.
Joy Smith, Teddy Ginn. Who else? Dante Whitner. He might fly into the game.
got a lot going on. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m., Lakewood. Be there. All my Cleveland listeners, I know you're going to be at the game. And Roe, those are two prominent schools. They battle each other. Whoever wins between these guys, they might play each other again in the playoffs. And these are the teams that goes to the state championship.
That's what I'm talking about. Good luck to the both of the teams, man. I hope big things happen between those teams. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to step up and show out. These are the games that we love, and I hope that they can get it in and get it right.
Oh, I hope I can get some youngest on the line from Glenville and St. Ed's, or just any high school guys. I'm going to try to give a tweet and see if any of those guys call in, man, and weigh in on tomorrow's game. It's going to be rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. When we come back from commercial, we're going to get some more callers in. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but you know we are in the street. Oh, let's do it. I love this song. It's Freestyle Friday.
And enough money, I can rule the world. I rule the world, yeah, if I rule the world. If I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world. I rule the world, if I rule the world. I rule the world, man, if I rule the world. I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. So to bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. With restaurants select, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole fucking life right up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
Even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, will we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They have the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about five floors, no more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Go.
I rule the world. Yeah, if I rule the world. If I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world.
It's a dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young Dennis, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows don't retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, et cetera, et cetera.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
I rule the world.
Yeah, if I rule the world.
If I got me thinking, man,
if I rule
the world. If I rule the world.
If I rule the world, man, if I rule the world.
If I could rule the world, I wish both teams won tomorrow.
You know,
one team
is going to walk out the stadium with the look that we always like when you're an athlete. When you look up in the stands and look at all their faces, you love that feeling, especially when it's a game. And I've been to these games, bro, and most of them have came down to a B-I-G play, a big play. And most of these times, one side or the other, you will hit that phrase. Look at their faces.
Straight.
And I'm glad I'm not there because I don't want to be looking at either one of their faces after four quarters.
Yeah, it's
wow.
going to be a tough one. What a way to start the season off.
And I know that, you know, Texas football is real prevalent in the country. But it's and we're trying to get up there. We're one of the powerhouses in the in the state of Ohio. We're trying to put a fence around it, trying to not let the good ones get out anymore. That game up in Northeast Ohio, oh my, it's security. and this is the streets, and we're going to keep it real. It's like Notre Dame against the U. Back in the 80s, the Catholics, remember the T-shirt? The Catholics against the thugs. Remember that T-shirt? Lou Holtz and Jimmy Johnson going at it. Wow.
Those were the days. Those were the days. Shout out to my mama. I see you, mama. Let's jump back into the asylum, Mel Boogie. Let's go to the first time call and see what's going down. Who you got? Hey, let's check out the Asylum L Boogie and see what we got jumping off. Hey, yo, welcome to the street. This is T-Row and L Boogie. Who is this on the line?
This is Neil from Cleveland, Ohio.
Big brother Neil, how you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man.
Man,
I'm
welcome
so excited,
to the street.
But...
talking. Welcome to the streets of talking, man. You on with L Boogie and T-Ro, man. We've been talking about a lot of hot topics. And, you know, first thing on the marquee was we talking about Johnny Football Manziel. Should Johnny Manziel get suspended more than just the 30 minutes of the first half of the first game? Or you think the penalty that he got is cool?
No question. He should have been suspended more than, one or half a game? One game?
30 minutes, the first half.
Oh, come on, that's an injustice, man. Consider what they did to people in the past. The Ohio State.
Absolutely.
The Dez Bryants.
Right. They suspended Dez Bryant a whole season for having dinner with Deion Sanders.
That he's been knowing since he was a senior in high school.
That's crazy, man. I guess it's that color. I hate to say it like that. That's how I look.
Do you think the NCAA? Do you think the NCAA is crumbling now that they've really been exposed from what Johnny Manziel has been able to get away with?
Oh yeah, they've been exposed. I think they about to fall now. I think they're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. I can't wait to see what's gonna come out of this.
There was a lot of talk about Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina taking plays off last night, the first game played for the NCAA to start the season off. Do you think he took plays off, or do you think that it was just part of the game of his position?
It's part of the game of his position. I mean, we normally don't look at that position, you know, critique it like that every play. But when you're playing down in the trenches like that, you're going to take a play off. It's tough down in the trenches.
It's war.
Yeah. The color commentator, Jesse Palmer, was really calling out Clowney last night, and I don't think he gave him a proper report, man. I mean, you know, it's hot down there. And if anybody knows, Jesse Palmer
was the quarterback for the University of Florida in the 90s. And if he don't know about that heat and that humidity, I don't understand what he was talking about, trying to down Clowney like he was doing. But yeah, I think he's going to open up that beast, and it's just going to be another level when you, the next time you see Clowney on the football field or on national TV. Now, let me ask you this. Moving on to the NFL, the 53-man roster, the cut is coming up on Monday. Even though it's a holiday, some people are going to be celebrating, or shall I say having an extra extended celebration or extended holiday. Do you think Tim Tebow did enough to remain a New England Patriot, or do you think he's going to get cut this season?
Man, I think they're going to cut Tebow. He didn't play in that I don't know what he did in that last preseason game, but he did. I think they're going to get rid of him. They're going to make a clown
wow.
out of Tebow.
The streets is talking.
Yeah, they're going to make a clown out of Tebow, why?
Neil, he didn't do enough. He was 6-for-11, threw 2 touchdowns, got sacked 4 times, but I'm just saying.
And an interception.
Who was he playing against, though?
Yeah, you're right.
The same guys are going to get cut, too.
It's just, who?
I like him, too.
I said the same guys are going to get cut, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Neil. You're a parent. You're a parent of one of the players that's going to be playing tomorrow in a big-time high school football game, not just known in Cleveland, but around the country. They're going to be eyeing this game. As a parent, your perspective, how do you feel going into the game tomorrow? And your son is one of the marquee players. How do you feel? Can you sleep tonight?
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. For one, I'm an alumni of Glenville. The team that my son's going against, man. He's playing against a lot of my friends, a lot of family. It's tough for me. But on the other hand... Like, go ahead. It's tough for me, but hey, I gotta go with blood, man.
Right.
No question.
Always. Well, I hope it's a good game tomorrow, man. You know, because I know how rival games go. It's just crazy that you know you got to start the season with that. Damn. Yeah, just start off the season hot.
I just want to see a good game, though. You know, I root for everybody
right.
to do well. You know,
right? And it was just I'm gonna take the Jay-Z line. It was just a week ago. We were just up on the hill watching little DJ play Muni, and just look at him grow and to see prosper. And you know, we're proud of him here at you know the Streets is Talking crew. And, you know, and he gave some of his statements. But the thing that he gave last week was his grade point average. And he said, I get to go to school for free. So he wanted to just say, you know, congratulations and what you've taught him, what to look forward to as far as, you know, life. So big ups to, you know, you and the family. You know what I mean? Just want to make sure we shout that out to the world.
I appreciate
it. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
And on Monday, I want you to call in and tell me the look on people's faces.
We don't need a report.
Most definitely.
Labor Day special.
That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Rivalry at its finest down there in the C-Town in Ohio, man. But you know what it is, man. Big up to you, Neil. Appreciate the love, man, for you calling in. But the asylum is hot, Neil, and we already moving on to the next caller. And you know how we get it in, big brother L Boogie. We always got to show love when the big brothers from the sports officials, you know, they're not artificial. They keep it official. And we got one of the calls from the show. Big Brother T Nick is on the line ready to express himself. Big Brother T Nick, what the deal, baby?
Express himself. Got to keep it official for the streets, dog. Got to keep it official for the streets. Hey, man, can I ask y'all a question? Or just, you know, I gotta ask a favor. You know, may I please have about 20 seconds, just about 20 seconds
of you guys' time right quick to pay homage and bow down to T-Row and the wife. Is that okay? Is that okay, Boogie and T-Row? Is that okay for you
Thank
guys?
Thank you.
No question.
Real quick. Real quick. Hey, man, just real quick. Real quick.
You hear that, right? You hear that, right?
That's right, baby. It's I am the
great. Hey, pay up for the pay.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love, big brother T. Nick. You know what it is, man.
Hold on, I ain't done. I ain't done, dog. That's 12 years in counting, baby. So that's 12 years in counting, baby. That's
oh, yeah.
Time, T-Row.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's all I want to do, dog.
That's all I want to do, man.
Hey,
I appreciate the love, big brother. Appreciate
the
love.
Man, I'm 10 years in this year. You 12 years in. Shit, I'm looking up to you, big brother. I'm looking up to you when it comes to that, dog. Or the real. You know what I'm saying, man? Ain't nothing like that, man. Ain't nothing like that, man. Hey, salute to you and your loved ones. That's all I wanted to say, man. Can I run down the list right quick? I don't even want you guys. I want you guys to sit back. I want y'all to sit back, you know what I'm saying, sip on your Coronas, your Heinekens, your Bud Lights, your Miller Lights, whatever it is you're sipping on right quick. I just want to run down the list, man, that y'all gave me real quick, you know, because I've been listening to the show and, you know, the look on their faces. I want to talk about the look on their faces that Boogie was talking about. Last week, man, I'm in the barbershop, you know, and I get my hair cut by Nigel. Shout out to the barber, Nigel. You know, he's from Cleveland Heights. You know, we stay with Cleveland on C-Town down. You know, and I got this dude, man, he in the barbershop. You know, this year I gave my 9-year-old, I gave him the year off on football because as a parent, I'm tired. You know, since 3-4 years old, it's been, hey, man, it's been basketball, baseball, football, basketball, baseball, football, just back to back to back, you know what I'm saying? So this year we're going to take a break. So he in the barbershop recruiting my kid, man, telling him, you know, my kid, he a long lanky dude with hands. You know, he plays center and tackle and tight end defense and whatever. You know, I just want to take a break from it. He telling him, you know, I can make you into this star, make you into that star, blah, blah, blah. Do you know this nigga got his ass mollywhopped this week, 34-0? You know what I'm saying? 34-0. I just want to say this. The look on their faces, you know what I'm saying? Boogie, the look on my face after they would have got mollywhopped 34-0 and you was trying to recruit my kid, man, I would have walked out there and just said, all I would have said was the street. And I just would have kept it. That would have been it. You know what I'm saying? That would have been it, man. So, I don't want to get into that no more. And as a Canes fan, as a Canes fan, Boogie, back in the 80s, they didn't call us thugs. It was Catholics versus convicts. That's what they called us back in the 80s. They didn't call us convicts.
Right.
They didn't call us thugs.
Right.
It was the Catholics versus convicts. So, you know,
stand on that,
Johnny Manziel, I can't be mad at him, man, because his folks got papers. You know what I'm saying? So they lawyered up. You know, the lawyers they got, they went and got Cam Newton lawyers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they couldn't touch Cam Newton. So they can't touch him. So all I can say is this. SEC quarterbacks 2, NCAA 0 up on the scoreboard. That's all I can say when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. You can complete Johnny Manziel investigation in, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks? But my boys in the year, we've been going on 3 years? Are you serious?
One Sunday, 6-hour conversation.
Man, and I've been going on 3 years with the U, man. I mean, what else we got to do, dog? You talking about players riding on yachts and going to strip clubs? What you think they do down in Miami? That's what they do.
Right.
They ride on yachts. It's like riding a bicycle. You know what I mean? If you come to Atlanta, what you think they do in Atlanta? They go to strip clubs. That's what they do. Man,
I'm
going to hit it one more time. The streets. I'm going to hit it one more time. That's all I want to do. Okay?
Hey, T-Nick.
Yes, sir.
You got a good one. There's a 5 quarterbacks that are sophomores that who do you think out of the 5, Russell Wilson, RG3, Colin Kaepernick,
That's easy. I'm gonna cut you off, bro. That's easy. It's the slump. The slump look. Look out of luck. He ain't got Bruce Arians no more. Bruce Arians then moved on, bro. He's throwing that ball down there with Boogie at, right? And Arians down there.
Yes.
What Arians at?
Yes.
That's what that ball gonna be thrown at. You know what I'm saying? Hey, no disrespect to him. You know, hey, Chuck Strong and everything. Hey, brother, God bless you. You beat cancer, whatever it was. But who was running the show when Luck was doing all that last year? That was Bruce Arians, bro. That's Bruce Arians. It is what
Bruce
it is.
Bruce.
That was Bruce Bruce. Hey, that was Bruce Bruce. And we ain't talking about the brother. That was Bruce Bruce. You know what I'm saying? They going to slang that name down there in Arizona. Hey, and while I'm on that, watch out for Michael Floyd, because Michael Floyd is going to come up down there as that number two receiver, because everybody's going to be watching out for Larry Fitzgerald. You know.
Absolutely.
Clowney, it was the first game hype. Y'all know how it is as a youngster, man, playing football, to get up for the game,
right,
to get in there, you run out of breath, man. You know, well, we wasn't playing on national TV, but he was playing on national TV. You see what I'm saying? It's hot as hell in Columbia. Not to mention, North Carolina run that hurry-up offense. So, man, he was tired as hell, dog. You know what I'm saying? Jesse Palmer.
Exactly.
The commentator, we're talking about Jesse Palmer, the commentator from Florida, the quarterback from Florida, right? That's the same dude that was on the, what was that TV show? The Bachelor. He was on The Bachelor. Seriously? So I'm supposed to take your word for
boy.
That? I'm supposed to take, hey, Boogie, I'm supposed to take his word for that? T-Ro, I'm supposed to listen to Jesse Palmer tell me about somebody being tired? Mister, please. I ain't about to get on that, man. I'm with y'all, though, man. UGA and Clemson, man. I'm rolling with Clemson, dog. Clemson. Graham. Y'all know Graham. Well, if you're a Browns fan, you know about Graham. Graham ran the defense in the Browns. You know, he ran that 3-4 defense. He's supposed to be this ooey-ass type cat. You know what I'm saying? Down here in Georgia, man, he ain't. No, sir. Graham is he do the Browns. Do the Browns and C-Town. Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here. If you go into the break after me, play that record, Doo Doo Brown by either Luke or whoever. You know, because that's what Graham is. He's Doo Doo Brown. He's done. He is done. Tebow. If I'm Tebow, what they tell the NFL? Oh, Tebow. If I'm Tebow, I'm playing tight end. I'm going to play tight end, I'm going to get that longevity, and I'm going to get that money. Because right now, the only people who are making Tebow believe he a quarterback, first it was the Denver Broncos, the New York Jets, now it's the New England Patriots. Everybody in the world know Tebow ain't no quarterback, man. He's not no quarterback. But I tell you what, if that dude play tight end, man, he'd be bad as hell, dog. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what? Hey, streets are talking, dog. When streets are talking, everybody listen. Everybody listen. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't listening, you better get them ears checked. Man, I appreciate y'all taking my call, man.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's what I do. Big brother. That's the sports officials, P. Nick. You catch him every Sunday. When are y'all moving? This week or next week?
Hey, we moving. Hey, matter of fact, this is our last week this week, man, at 1 o'clock. Next week, we at 10 o'clock, man, because, look, I'm going to tell you right now, at 1 o'clock, I'm not listening to me. I got to watch the game. 10 o'clock, 8 a.m. next week, and shoo, that West Coast time, my brother, man, hey, all I can say is, man, hey, I pray for y'all, man, and I thank y'all. That's all I can say, man. But you know how we do, man. We support our brothers, man. Hey, keep it talking, man. That's all I can tell you.
No doubt. Every day, all day. Much love, T-Nick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. That's the big brother. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? And he say what? He won't even listen to himself when the games come on. Boy, that's a football theme. Fire, boy. That's how we do it for the football season, man. NFL. Tune you in. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. Next Thursday through Monday, it's going to be hell in my house because, man, I'm not moving. I'm going to sit right in front of the TV for every game. You know how we do it, L Boogie.
No question. We, on Sunday from here on out, they know what it is. What's your already?
Already.
Like 112 say, you already know. You already know. We going to be at home watching them games. Next Sunday kicks off the NFL. NCAA football this weekend. Oh, man. Jay-Z, we already home, man. It's on now. Let's go. Football season already. We back. NCAA football. We back. Baseball getting down to the nitty gritty. It's about that time of the year.
Yeah.
But somebody, you know, somebody threw us a kite during the commercial. He wanted to get back in just for a quick second and, you know, ask him something. Ro, you got him? Is he ready to cue in?
You know, we with it, man. He said that when he hung up, he had a question that he wanted to ask us live. So we're going to go back to Big Brother T-Nick and see what he got a shout-out at us about. And then, you know, we'll move on to the next topic. Big Brother T-Nick, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to ask you live. I love Jigga, dog. You know, I love Jigga from the East Coast. You know, I'm from C-Town, East Coast. But, you know, if you got Sirius Radio, you know, it's West Coast weekend. So, you know, if you ain't listening to Cube, Spice, or Quake in that order, dog, it is what it is. But I just want to ask y'all this. Hey, no. I just want to ask you this. Next Friday, you heard it here first. Can I get a joint show between the crew from The Streets Is Talking and the crew from the Sports Officials? And let's just hold a one night only. Hey, we call it an all-white affair, an all-black affair. You know, put your orange jumpsuit on if you want to. Call it orange jumpsuit affair. I just want to hold it one night, man. Can we come in next Friday with y'all, man, and hold it down in the asylum? That's all I wanted to ask you. That's all I wanted to do,
hey,
bro.
No question.
man, you know, that's a green light, like green all the way down. There's no green to get in the way. It's a green heavy.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this one time, dog. I have them so fired up on Sunday. I'm going to get Money Mitch, dog. I'm going to get him to drop a freestyle. Because he tried to tell me he should drop him back there. I told him. I done said, man, I done been in the asylum with just my drawers on, and I done dropped mine one or two times. You know what I'm saying? I told him it's showtime. He tried to tell me he was ready. So all I want to say is Money Mitch, Nilly Neal, the Skull Keeper, and your boy T-Nick, man. Next Friday or the Friday after that or the Friday after next, whenever T-Row and Boogie tell us it's time, we're going to step out the asylum, we're going to take the cuffs off, and we're coming out of cell block 5. That's all I want to say. I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. I'm going to let y'all make that call. Hey, all I want to say is the streets.
It's going down next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. The streets is talking at the Sports Official. Together. Oh, man, we might not have no more wild couples. But it's going to be so hot in this time of the couple. I'm about to, man, I almost put my phone down. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. The streets is talking, and the Sports Officials, that makes us official.
Super official. Out of all this time, man. We ain't never thought about that. And now we're about to clear all that up and get on the airwaves together. Hell, Boogie, it's about to go down. And when I say down, it's about to go super down. Boy, that's a superhero team. We're fine. Straight.
We done put a band together. They talk about Maybach music. Oh, yeah. Next Friday, we kicking off the NFL preview after the Broncos play the Ravens. We're going to talk about that game, and we're going to preview the fight for next week,
ooh,
Canelo
wee.
And Mayweather. So let's go. We're going to put that together so everybody in the world tune in live. It's going down.
Next week, we're going to have so much to talk about. It's going down, El Boogie. And then on the 14th is even more special. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. It's going down. Hey, Big Brother El Boogie, while we on the topic about joining forces, man, we got the original. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring in the other Big Brother. You know what it is. It's not artificial. It's official. So we going to go to the big brother from the sports officials. Big brother, go. You on the line with the street?
Man, I'm on the line. We not artificial. We official, man. The sports officials. Streets is talking, baby. What's Heaven O Youth? What's really happening?
Man, shout out to Heaven O Youth.
What's really happening? El Boogie T. Rowe, praise the Lord, babies. I heard the big news. You see the big news. You see how we do it? You see how we do it, man. It's a collabo. We doing a remix next Friday.
We doing a remix.
I'm getting on the mic. We doing a remix, man.
Remix.
Hey, we gonna be like Just Dice and KRS. We going way back, baby. Way back.
No question.
Oh, this is a lovely day, man. This is a lovely day.
Now, getting back to the sports. Now, let me ask you this, OG. What do you think about the Johnny Manziel situation? Should he have been suspended for more playing time? Should he not have been suspended at all? Or do you think it was
like
valid?
It's either he should have been suspended more or he shouldn't have been suspended at all. But the bottom line is the bottom line, like you said before. I know you smell the money. So it's all about that money. It's about it comes out of them coins, man. They didn't want to mess with that man and them lawyers and stuff that's behind them. You know what I'm saying? And like you guys said, you know, they got major network games, you know what I'm saying? And for people to want to watch those games, he's going to have to be on the field, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, them universities and everything, he's making all those guys, he's the one why those salaries are being risen and things like that, and they're getting bonuses and things, you know what I'm saying? He's good for the NCAA right now. You know, I don't think what he's done was really anything, you know. I think he's kind of getting a bad rap, but at the same time, if you charge him with something or if he got caught doing something, or you say he got caught doing something, or whatever the case may be, it should go down just like it went down with any other player. You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is the bottom line. Like, it must be the money. Has to be the money, and then the color of your skin play a factor in all that too, man. So you know how that go. Streets is talking.
Woo! Last question, OG scorekeeper. Out of the four quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, and Andrew Luck, who do you think is going to have a sophomore slump?
Man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one for me because, honestly, I think them guys are solid. I don't think any of those guys are going to have a sophomore slump. I think all those guys are solid. I think those guys do their homework. I think those guys, you know what I'm saying, watch film and things like that and really are into mastering, you know what I'm saying, that position of quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I don't think these guys are flukes. I don't think any of these guys have a sophomore slump. Me personally, that's my opinion. I feel like all these guys are going to still get live. For real,
hold
I think
on.
They all saw it.
Hold on. Come on, big brother. Now, you and I both know we've been fighting this league a long time. And every year when we have quarterbacks like this, there's always one. I know they solid, but there's always one that just seems not to just step up to par. You don't think there's one? You think they're that good that there's not going to be one to have that slump?
I'm just rooting for these guys. You know what I'm saying? I love that quarterback position. I'm rooting for these guys. But if I had to pick one, I'd say, let me see. If I had to pick one, I would have to go with RG3. You know what I'm saying? I would have to go with him just on the strength of the receiving core. You know what I'm saying? Just on the strength of who we have to pass the ball to. I think all those other guys has more weapons to pass it to than he does. You know what I'm saying? So if I had to say any of them, I'd say him, just based upon the weapons that he have around him. Everybody else got people to throw that ball to. You know what I'm saying? Wilson, he got some action over there. Kaepernick got a lot of action. And then you got Andrew Luck. You know what I'm saying? He got Reggie Wayne. You say no more with that. You know what I'm saying? So I just go by, you know, I'm going to go by just the personnel around RG3, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say he has a slump because he don't really have no of them cold receivers around him like everybody else, or just them targets, them tight end, you know? So we'll see. Still up in the air. Streets is talking. Sports officials, baby.
One last question before we let you go. Any NCAA teams you got on upset alert this weekend on Upset Saturday, L Boogie calling it?
Not this weekend. I think everything is solid this weekend. That Clemson Georgia game, that's gonna be nice. And L Boogie, that game is in the ATL. The game is in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
Game is in Atlanta.
Okay. It's in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah. It's in the Georgia Dome. It's
wow,
in Atlanta.
I thought it was in Death Valley.
So that game is real intriguing to me, you know what I'm saying, for it to be the first game of the year. So we'll see how that goes. Like you said, Taj Boyd, he's all right. He's a nice quarterback, and he's got them a few weapons around him, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that turn out, you know. But Georgia, once again, they got the home field advantage because they're going to be in Atlanta. So I think that,
yeah,
man, I think that Clemson game. And give a shout-out to Kenyon Moon, too, though, Glenville. Tar Blooders, they going up against, you know, that game against St. Ed's, you know what I'm saying? And just give a shout out to both teams, man. All the players, all the parents, man, you guys are doing it big, man. Congratulations to you guys, man, for just all the academic, you know what I'm saying, scholarships, and just the way these young guys are making you parents proud. So congratulations to the parents, man, and everything.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, of both teams, you know what I'm saying, whoever win. I'm going for the winner. That's what I'm going for. I'm going for whoever win.
That's what's up, man. Well, big brother, I want to say thank you for introducing the news. You know, it's big time, man. You heard it here first. Look like all the brothers from the sports officials going to be getting it in and tweaking a little something to coming with it. So make sure you have your cup full. Make sure you know you're ready to get it in on Friday. Because L Boogie like trying to pull people's street credit card, you know what I'm saying, when they be trying to get in that asylum because, you know, it's
street
time. Friday's going to be super hot.
Hey, me and L Boogie, you know, we go back like four flats in a Cadillac, man. He already know, man. For real.
No, that's what I like to hear, man.
For real, baby.
That's
you already
like
know it.
And that's
Muni
for
league.
Real.
Muni League, man. For real. We go way
for
back,
real.
Baby. So we keeping it moving, man. Y'all keep up the great work, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. The Streets is Talking Sports Official. Check us out Sunday at 1, man. And we see y'all next Friday, man. We catch y'all on Monday and see y'all next Friday, man. Come on with it.
On and cracking. On
Don't
and crackin'.
Be shy, baby.
No question.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Man, L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about, man. Keeping it hype. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? And right about now, I'm feeling so good. I'm telling you, L Boogie, I don't want nobody to kill it. We're going to take this instrumental real quick. When we come back, you know what it is. Fire in the Asylum. Freestyle Friday. L Boogie, you going to drop a line on this evening?
Oh, yeah. Because we are the streets, man. UGK of the Sports Talk world. We appreciate all the callers, all the parents. Oh, man, we in the world. Let's go. Because don't kill the vibe. Oh! Produced by DJ Stuff.
What? We'll be right back. This is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Juelz the G, T Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. The streets are talking. Oh, man. We back in the asylum. Man, we appreciate all the callers, man. My man Neil calling in, representing, you know, his son, Derek Thomas, for the game. You know what I mean? Del Mar, D-Mac, you know, T-Nick and OG, man. We appreciate you guys. And we appreciate everybody calling in, listening tonight on their phone or on their, you know, computer. Bro, it's about that time. It's freestyle.
Ooh! Freestyle Friday, baby. I know everybody in this silo who's been patiently waiting. I appreciate it, man. You know what it is. We have some technical difficulties out here around here in the West Coast, man. It's trying to rain, wind blowing a little hard. So we lost a couple of callers, but we still got, you know, a couple of them that's still holding, waiting patiently, trying to get it in. So if you want to go on and freak this Freestyle Friday, we got about 10 minutes left, man, and we'll take that last 10 minutes to ride it out with that freestyle. You understand? So what you got for me this? What you got for me this Friday, L Boogie Woogie?
Oh man, let me go with some spoken word right quick. All right. He call him Johnny Football. I call him Johnny Manziezy. He's gotten all this money like he man Young Jeezy. All white, everything, even if it's car. They treat him like a living legend, like he bred far. It's your boy L Boogie, and I'm a hood star. When they gon' stop, because I'm coming with a fart. I'm going to stink up everything. I'm going to have you missing on the card. What they gon' do with me, I'm going to have you in the leotard. You ballet dancing on my block.
Ooh.
You better watch out before I throw my Glock. Hey, yo, Finesse, go get him with that 16.
Man, you forgot that Cash rules everything around me. I got a Wu-Tang Clan. You forgot it's called GME. It's the Streets is Talking, a.k.a. L Boogie. Oh, we going to remix the show next Friday with the official. If you don't watch out with EPMD, we going to mind your business. Oh, man, my shit is like lava, volcano. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm coming in the game like I'm Gino. The Streets is Talking, man.
That was a damn fool. That's what I'm talking about, Elbert. Coming in the game like you need no nigga.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about. Keeping it hot, baby. Keeping it hot. You know what I mean? That boy, L Boogie, boy. He be on it, boy. Head in the clouds and everything. Got to get it in, L Boogie. That's what I'm talking about. Way to pop it off, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's check out Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson the third, man. See what his brother has, see what he got going on down there in the South. Yo, big brother Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson the third. What's the deal, baby?
Man, what the business is, man. Much love, maximum respect to everybody out there, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is. Appreciate the love, man. We just out here hanging out, man. Weather kind of tripping, man. So, you know, you can do your thing whenever you're ready, man. You know, keep it down South hot. And, geez, the mic is yours, Lev.
Already. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third on your mind, huh? Okay. Okay, now most of the time I don't speak. Most of my rhymes I don't keep. I ring, hand smack a whack rapper and play FIFA with his front teeth. That's 21 Jump Street. On the battle, just one deep. Getting at these wham palm chase Adidas like it's track meet. You be had to ask me how I get the cheese at breakneck. Winter, spring, summer, fall, and I still ain't took a break yet. Maximizing my grind status, talking, doing the same, using lying baffling. Speaking the truth, it ain't in you. Lying hard, it should have named me Simba. Weed leaf should have been my symbol. Smoking good, plain and simple. Endo smoke blowing out my window. I'm gone about this motherfucker, man.
Ooh!
Yeah! You on the battlefield 1D? Bro.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, Han Solo on these boys, man.
That's what it is. Yeah, buddy. Hey, Skeeter Mo, you know what it is. Boy, you keep it hot down there, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, I know you've been holding on the line for a minute, man. We appreciate the love, man. And, you know, next Friday, it's going to be double hot, so... Next Friday, we're going to probably have about six, seven people going. It's going to be so hot, they might have me right get in and go hard on the freestyle. So, man, y'all don't want me to go hard on the freestyle. Think
yeah.
My brother hot. Woo! You don't want to see boy T-Row get in, boy. I just might do it. Watch out now. You might need a swimming pool.
Watch out now.
Cool me off. Watch out that now.
Ooh,
you might need a swimming pool. Swimming pool water to cool your boy off. I need club red because I'm so hot.
Yeah,
man.
Streets is talking.
Oh, man. Johnson, you know we love you, baby. Appreciate the love, man. And, you know, kiss my mama for me, man. You know what it is.
Already.
Already. Much love, baby. Hold the line. Yeah, L Boogie, you know what it is, man. Freestyle Friday. We got about 6 minutes left. Hey, let me get some shout-outs real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we get up out of here, man. We'll give a shout out to everybody who jumped into the asylum, you know what I mean? Shout out Jewels and G who out there on the side, man. I see you, brother. Much love to my wife, anniversary 12 years, you know, one more again. Trying to keep the thing, trying to keep these wheels turning, L Boogie, you know what I mean? Shout out to the kids. Shout out to my kinfolk out there at Texas Tech. If you're watching Texas Tech versus SMU on ESPN, look out for my dude, Malik Jenkins, number 41 for Texas Tech, new hot talent, and going to be very hot in the future, a freshman. Went to school with his dad, and big ups to Van Jenkins and the whole fam, everybody down there at the game in the D. Big ups to my little bro. You know I see your bro, my dad, all my fam. Man, big ups to North Park. Stand up. Salute. And let's get it in. Bluesy, I see you. Big Bob, I see you. You know what it is. Finesse, intro, getting it in. L Boogie, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here, baby?
First of all, one more time, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to you and the wifey, man. You and the wifey, you know what I mean?
T Nick, both of you guys, it's your anniversary. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure I shout that out first and foremost. Again, man, big up to St. Ed's and Glenville, both high schools. You know, they're inspiring youth to you know, do their thing. So, you know, all the parents and the support system that those youngins have, man, I just want to say a big up to them first, because without them, the youth is nothing. So I want to make sure I give a shout out to them. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Jerry Allen, man. He had his birth. He's having a birthday party tonight. I'm gonna try to slide by, man. You know what I mean? He having that Marley. So, you know, shout out to Zeke. Shout out to Michael Jackson, man. His birthday was the other day, man. Shout out to him, MJ.
The King. The King. Yeah. And one more last big shout out. Man, L Boogie, I cannot wait till next Friday already, man. I hope the next 7 days go by just as fast as the last 7 days, because, boy, I can't wait till next Friday. Get it in, get it on with the sports officials. Man, it's about to be so hot. So, L Boogie, you know you definitely got to, you know, make sure you put your slogan out, because, man, next Friday about to be so hot. I'm loving it. Teaming up with the sports officials, man. It's about to go down.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You already know what it is. The streets is talking. Next Friday, co-host by the sports officials, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Nearly Neil, Mitch, OG, Scorekeeper, and the host, T-Nick. It's going down. Man, let's do it, bro. 347-855-8896. Man, can we go out with a special something, man? This dedicated to sports officials. Let's get it together, man.
Oh, man, because it's an official. We're going to do it Puff Daddy style. Since y'all want to remix it, let's go on and do it Puff Daddy style on the way out. Much love to everybody, man. You know it, man. Street.
See you Monday.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Move,
straight face.
Check it out, baby. Your love is like perfection, like perfect. My protection, my resurrection. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach house. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. Know that Bad Boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's ride, Scott, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, baby, just
like this, let's rock. Come on.
My love, just let my love is on you. And hey, baby, yeah, cause I know.
B.I.G. Clown with your man Squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Montana.
Sing.
We'll always run away.
Ain't nothing like a Bad Boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
My, oh, I'll never expect you.
down.